like you, baby.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Peter King. The defense said they provided real meals to real people. A jury in Minneapolis didn't buy it and says five Minnesota residents are guilty of stealing more than $40 million earmarked for children during the pandemic. U.S. Attorney Joe Thompson.
This case evoked in many people, both in our office and around the state of Minnesota, with a state of outrage that defendants would take advantage of a global pandemic and crisis and a program intended to feed children in need.
Two people were acquitted. The FBI is investigating an attempt to bribe a juror with $120,000 cash. Feels like temperatures are in the three-digit range across much of the South, especially, though, in the Southwest, in cities like Houston, where it feels like 103. Mayor Pro Tem Martha Castex Tatum says the city and Reliant Energy have opened 22 cooling centers.
We seem to be in for yet another hot summer, so take time and the necessary precautions, and please take advantage of the Beat the Heat centers and the program.
U.S. Central Command reports Iranian-backed Houthis have launched four anti-ship ballistic missiles from Yemen toward the Red Sea. No injuries, no damage, as relief agencies try to win the release of workers now being held by the Houthis. CBS's Cammy McCormick.
The U.N. says 11 of its personnel have been detained, and it's demanding their immediate release. One human rights group says people working for other aid agencies have also likely been taken into custody. The Iranian-backed Houthi rebels have cracked down on dissent, recently sentencing more than 40 people to death.
President Biden promises Ukraine a new $225 million assistance package and...
French President Emmanuel Macron says France may send troops to Ukraine. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says President Biden will not be doing the same.
He's made his own view well known that there's not going to be U.S. boots on the ground in combat in Ukraine. That has been the case, and that will remain the case going forward.
Biden, who is in Paris for an official state visit, has been in France to observe 80 years since the invasion of Normandy that changed the course of World War II. He has used that occasion to draw parallels between that war and the war in Ukraine. Linda Kenyon, CBS News.
Tough day on Wall Street after a mixed employment report from the government. CBS's Jason Brooks.
The unemployment rate rose to its highest level since early 2022, and there was a big drop in the number of full-time workers in the economy. That impacted sentiment over potential Fed rate cuts, with the Dow dropping 87 points to 38,799, NASDAQ down 40 points.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Busted Pencils is sponsored by Racine Youth Sports. Come join the fun at the Racine Youth Sports Pop-Up Beer Garden on June 27th through the 30th at Smolensky Park in Mount Pleasant.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Construction has ground to a halt at sites around southeast Wisconsin. WISN 12 reports hundreds of heavy equipment operators have walked off the job. The strike by the International Union of Operating Engineers has 800 members seeking higher wages at projects in Milwaukee.
Busted Pencils is sponsored by Racine Youth Sports. Come join the fun at the Racine Youth Sports Pop-Up Beer Garden on June 27th through the 30th at Smolensky Park in Mount Pleasant.
Summer's heating up, and so are the deals at Studebaker's in Racine. Fuel up and feast. When you purchase 10 gallons of gas, you'll receive a coupon for a free two-topping pizza right next door at the Dish Restaurant. That's right. Fill up your tank, check out the refreshing sips and snack sensations, and grab your free two-topping pizza coupon for the Dish. Offer valid while supplies last. See store for details. Swing by Studebaker's Fuel and Food at 31 in Spring. Racine's home of convenience, selection, service, and savings.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Baseball on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Get up! Get out of here! Gone for Jackson Jordan!